Yes, we're talking movies for the foreseeable future here on Radio Yorkshire, and in the studio with me this morning is Katricia Euphigenara Eloise Marga. Morning.
Hello.
How you doing?
Good. You certainly had your Weetabix.
I haven't actually yet. I haven't had any. No, I've just had about 4 cups of tea. I think someone might have put some sugar in one of them.
Oh.
Because I'm feeling a little bit hyper.
Oh, gosh.
No, I'm all right. I'm okay. We are going to be talking movies. We're going to be looking at the big new movie this week, which is, of course, Spectre. We'll be hearing the trailer for that. Also, this morning, we will review Spectre because I went and saw it last night. We'll look at some TV movies. We'll have some movie news. And we've got another movie gift box to give away once again this morning in Clipbait, which enables us just to get one out of the way from last week. Here is the clip in Clipbait from last week. You needed to tell us what this movie was.
Hey, Doc, we better back up. We don't have enough roads to get up to 88.
Roads? Well, we're going. We don't need roads.
Great Scott. Yes, of course it was.
Back to the Future.
Yay! This time last week was Back to the Future Day. How time flies. Did you celebrate Back to the Future Day last week? Did you celebrate last Wednesday night? Did you watch the films? No,
sorry.
I watched Back to the Future 2 last Wednesday night, and I really enjoyed it.
I watched Mad Men. So I went back, just not to the future.
Yeah, just not to the future. So well done to Jane in Batley. You win the Clipbait prize for last week. And the Clipbait prize for this week, another fantastic movie goodie box. And in this week's Clipbait, it's a very scary film. A very scary, because it's Halloween this week, of course. So here we go. Which scary film is this clip from?
I want you to go as quietly as possible. Do not make a sound until I tell you to run. Then run as quickly as you can. Now, does everybody understand?
Yes,
Avery. All right, John, you lead the way.
That is a scary film.
Does it scare you,
Yeah,
that
it
one?
Still scares me, that film. Still scares me. So if you think you know what that clip's from, at @radio_Yorkshire, studio@radioyorkshire.co.uk, we'll do the draw. Next week leads us on, actually, because we're talking scary movies.
Yes.
And what is the scariest movie you've ever seen? Get in contact with us, @radio_Yorkshire, studio@radioyorkshire.co.uk. What's the scariest movie you've ever seen? Kat?
E.T.
Anyone
that follows you home when you drop sweets and hides in your shed is bad news.
So how old were you when you first saw E.T.?
5
years old. That is quite young for E.T. actually, isn't it, really? I have tried to get Isabel to watch it, but...
Don't do that.
She's a bit too young for it, I think.
That's horrible. He's awful.
He's not. He's a lovely little alien. He is. He
follows
lovely.
You home when you drop sweets.
He's your mate. He's your friend. Yours was The Mummy.
Really?
When I was younger, okay. I watched it, and I think I was not 12, and it's a 12, so, I was a bit apprehensive going in there.
I think, it's a fantasy horror film, isn't it, really? I suppose you could get a bit scared by that.
I think the worst film I've ever seen is Hannibal, like I said
earlier. Well, yeah, that made you faint.
Yeah.
Really?
When he's
I haven't seen it.
He like cuts open someone's head and starts
eating their brain.
While he's alive.
That's right. Yeah. It's a great scene.
I just stood up and boom, and then when I regained consciousness, threw up everywhere, and then my mate's dad came in from a stag do and had to clean up the sick with a spatula, and he kept throwing up while we were trying to clean it up. What a mess that was. You can imagine.
With a spatula.
I know.
Oh dear me.
Spatula in a washing bowl.
I think the first film that ever really scared me, I think, would probably have been the original Poltergeist.
I love that film.
Yeah, I love it. But it properly scared me. When I was a kid, I watched it probably when I was about 7. That properly scared me. And it was only a 15 certificate when it came out. It wasn't like an 18 or anything, but it was proper scary when it came out. It's quite jumpy,
isn't it?
There's a lot of jumps. Not so much as like you get now with these, like, just quite jump. Yeah. There was more to it. It was proper scary. And there was this clown doll that was at the end of someone's bed, and then it grabbed him, and that really scared the hell out of me.
They're really scary films, the ones that don't feature too much blood and gore, but lots of jumpy bits.
Yes.
And I think horror films these days just go a bit over the top with the blood and gore of some of them.
I agree.
That's what we want to know. What is your scariest film ever? At @radio_Yorkshire, studio@radioyorkshire.co.uk. Cal says, Jaws. I was 5 when I watched it, through a crack in the door, scared of the sea ever since. Mm. I've had a lifelong mission to find a truly scary film. I've been disappointed so far since Jaws.
The Exorcist just...
The Exorcist is scary. Yeah, that is a scary. That's the one I usually watch every Halloween, because that is scary. And that still scares me now. There's little bits in there that still get me. And I don't expect them coming in there. And ooh.
Noises in the attic.
Yeah, noises in the attic.
Whenever you hear noises in the attic, oh, God, the devil's in my attic.
Ooh, scary stuff. Let's get on some movie news. And I'm going to start with some Johnny Depp news. Because he's going to be starring in a movie directed by Edgar Wright, which is great news for Edgar Wright and for Johnny Depp, probably. It's Neil Gaiman's children's book, which is Infortunately the Milk. This is interesting that this is going to be happening. Edgar Wright agreed to direct this film version of The Night Stalker, of course, a little while ago. But it seems that a different project has added his name. This is Fortunately the Milk. According to Holly Reporter, 20th Century Fox is looking to get in on the project, which will be a blend of live action and animation. It expands on Gaiman's Fun 2014 bestseller. The story concerns a father caring for a young son and daughter while their mother is away on business. And they discover they're out of milk one morning. He leads to a local shop, but returns hours later with a tale involving time travel, pirates, aliens, a volcano god, and a stegosaurus in a hot air balloon. Just a normal shopping trip down to your local Lidl. So that's interesting. There you go. Edgar Wright could be back in with a film with Johnny Depp, which could be very interesting indeed, I think. Patricia, what have you got?
Well, I found some news carrying on from the scary vein.
Yes, please.
These people that do videos about things, science in cinema and stuff like that, they've done what actually happens if you were chased by an axe murderer in your brain.
Okay.
So, obviously it alerts your fight and flight.
Yeah.
So it makes you super alert.
If you're being chased by an axe murderer. Yeah, I bet it would.
Your brain then tells your liver to, then releases adrenaline, then tells your liver to release glucose, giving you a sugar rush. So you can run further.
That's very interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's very... But only if you're being chased by an axe murderer.
If you're scared. And then it was said that when people scream, your brain... This doesn't go to the language centre of your brain. It goes to your emergency centre. So when you hear someone else's scream, you're hearing their brain.
Hearing their brain. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. I don't get scared that often, actually. Really, so it's very rare that I'm scared. And it is only really movies that scare me.
Challenge accepted.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Let's send him somewhere like Moss Side.
Well, yeah, that would be scary. I've spent nights in, like, haunted pubs and houses. I've done that a few times. And I'm not convinced yet, let's say. Even though Ghostbusters is my favourite film, I'm not convinced yet.
That's not scary. Let's send you to a pub on Moss Side in all your Star Wars T-shirts.
With no phone.
And see what happens.
Moving on, talking of terror, this will be terrible, I can see. There was a huge successful film that was created from, obviously, a Disney ride, which was Pirates of the Caribbean. It was a ride that became a franchise film. They tried to do the same with Tomorrowland, of course, Tomorrow World. And they've also now trying with Tower of Terror. So Disney are trying it with Tower of Terror. Big Fish and Frankenweenie writer John August has worked up a treatment for a film based on the attraction that sends you dropping into a terrifying Art Deco hotel with a lift struck by lightning and all manner of spooky goodness. But there you go. Looks like there is plans of a Tower of Terror movie. What other Disney rides? Are the Space Mountain, will that be the next one? I don't know. There you go. Disney, they'll make a movie out of absolutely anything. Absolutely anything. So there you go. There's my second piece of news. Patricia.
Pitch Perfect 3 is all go.
I've not seen Pitch Perfect 2 yet.
I don't think you need to.
Okay, is it really that bad?
It's middle of the road.
Oh.
It's going to be directed by Elizabeth Banks and...
Again, and written by...
Yep, Anna Kendrick, Rebel Wilson and Brittany Snow are all returning.
Okay.
But I don't understand what they can do with it, though. Like, Pitch Perfect 2, they go and compete in a competition in Europe. Yeah. Is that right? It's got to be...
It'll be a world competition.
Yeah, exactly the same story again.
There's going to be a trilogy, a saga. That's what they need.
I mean, I've seen the first one, and, yeah, it's quite good. There's enough funny bits in it. I'll watch the second one when it comes out onto TV. I'm sure there's plenty of lol moments in it. But I just... How do you stretch it out? It's just the same story over and over again. It kind of gets a bit boring after a while.
If they weren't going to stretch movies out over a few, then we'd have no movies whatsoever, really. Yes. So, but I do agree. I think maybe Pitch Perfect 3 is the Hangover 3. You just don't need it.
Money, basically.
Yeah. It is a money. Yeah, of course it is. So Pitch Perfect 3, no other news, is there, really? Oh, hang on a second. Yes, indeed, Star Wars news time. And Star Wars The Force Awakens, it's not on yet. Thursday the 17th of December. That's when we get to see it. Very early hours of Thursday the 17th of December. But J.J. Abrams has revealed a few little bits and pieces. At the moment, he's doing the visual effects, and he's saying that goes on for so long. We'll probably be doing FX for the next 3 or 4 weeks. The cut will be done before then, though, so it sounds like the final cut is pretty much there and done. But he's saying about Mark Hamill, Luke Skywalker's absence of the last trailer and of the poster.
Mm-hmm.
He's not on there. Apart from, obviously, Mark Hamill and the name is there, but the picture of Luke Skywalker,
yeah,
he's not there.
Where is he? You know, well, he's exactly. The main man.
Exactly. He says, these are good questions to be asking.
Nice.
I can't wait for you to find out the answer. He says, it's no accident, and there was a reason he's not there.
He's a robot.
Well, he's got one robotic arm. There's no doubt about that. He's got a robotic hand. But who knows? Who knows? I mean, there's a lot of fan theories running around that maybe he's actually on the poster, but he's got a mask on. I'll leave that there. Leave that there just to settle. That's your Star Wars news for today. No, there's not more Star Wars news.
There is more Star Wars news.
Catricia.
Yeah.
Come on, then.
This might already... You might tell me if I'm like, ooh, same just go. So, Luke Skywalker's name wasn't originally...
No, it wasn't Skywalker. No, Starkiller.
It was Starkiller, but George Lucas changed it because of the Charles Manson connotations, because he was called Starkiller when he killed Sharon Tate.
That's right.
Sharon Tate, and he said... that I did because I felt a lot of people were confusing him with someone like Charles Manson. It had very unpleasant connotations. So that wasn't news, really.
No. It's not news, but thanks very much for playing.
Even I knew that. I didn't even like Star Wars.
Well, no, but thank you very much for playing. See, I like it when people get involved. See, she had some Star Wars news.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I'm very special.
more Star Wars news next week here on the Movie Podcast. 23 minutes past nine, listen to Radio Yorkshire. We want your scary films this morning, and we've had a few coming through. Lewis says, The Shining is the only film that's ever freaked me out. That is a scary film. It's a great film, but it is scary. I think I watched that when I was about 11 or 12, and that it is a proper scary film, that one. The Wicker Man.
Love that film.
Yeah, that's from Peter. He likes that one. Autumn says, I recently pooped myself at Insidious 3. I'm not a big fan of Insidious, but I can understand. Jill says, the birds, still find birds flying at dusk scary, and don't get me started on bats. So Jill doesn't like the birds.
No one likes bats.
James says, The Exorcist. I watched it when I was like 7. It scared the hell out of me. And Craig says, Tommyknockers when I was a kid. I'm now scared of porcelain dolls. Freaky little things. So thanks very much. We'll run through more of those scary films. New big film out this week, of course, is James Bond. His return to the big screen. Sam Mendes directing. Daniel Craig is 007. It's called Spectre. But you knew that.
You had no authority. None. Mexico City, What were you doing there?
I was taking some overdue holiday.
So what's going on, James? They say you're finished.
What do you think?
I think you're just getting started.
Magnificent, isn't she? 0 to 60 in 3.2 seconds. A few little tricks up her sleeve.
Do one more thing for me.
What do you have in mind?
Make me disappear. Tell me where he is.
He's everywhere.
If you go there, you're crossing over to a place where there is no mercy.
You're protecting someone.
Get away from me! Why should I trust you?
Because right now, I'm your best chance of staying alive. This organization, do you know what it's called?
Its name is Spectre.
And do you know who links them all?
Me. Welcome, James.
You came across me so many times, yet you never saw me.
What took you so long?
Is this really what you want? Living in the shadows? Hunting? Being hunted? Always alone?
I don't stop to think about it. It was me, James. The author of all your pain.
There you go. That's the trailer for Spectre, the brand new James Bond film, directed by Sam Mendes and starring Daniel Craig. And I went and saw it last night.
Did you like it?
I did like it. I did like it a lot.
Just the trailer makes it sound awesome.
It is. The only thing that put me off in the cinema was the screen. It was just slightly out of focus. Just a teensy little bit. Just to annoy me enough. That was the only thing that put me off about it last night. No, it wasn't.
I'd have gone and had a word with the projector.
It didn't upset me until like sort of about half an hour in. And I was like, this is still there. I thought this would have gone by now. And then I don't really want to get out of a cinema, go and complain. Because I want to sit there. I don't want to miss the movie, basically. Mm. So I just sort of thought, I'll watch it again at some point very, very soon. So I wasn't too worried, but it just annoyed me a little bit. Look, the movie is very, very good. It's Bond at his very, very best as well. Sam Mendes knows what he's doing with this now. It is definitely a companion piece to Skyfall. There's no doubt about that. There's a lot of links with what happened in Skyfall to what happens in here. And realistically, what happens during Casino Royale, Quantum of Solace, or any of the Daniel Craig films. It looks stunning. It ticks all of the Bond boxes. So you've got your car with lots of different bits and pieces on it. You've got some very handsome ladies, which, yes, he does have some...
cuddles.
Rumpy, yes, comfy.
Special cuddles. He has some special cuddles with a few ladies in this one. But it does tick all the boxes. One thing I would suggest is when you watch the film... Bond does all the same things. When you watch a Bond film, they have that initial sort of big action setup sequence, and then they go into the titles, and you hear Sam Smith's "Rise on the Wall."
Does it work?
Yeah, it does actually. It does really, really well. The initial setup is set in Mexico City in the Day of the Dead festival. That is spectacular as well, because there's like a 4.5-5 minute. Tracking shot right from the opening of the film. It reminds you of Whiplash. It reminds you of Birdman. Remember, Birdman was just a tracking shot all the way around for the whole film. It's basically a 4.5-minute tracking shot following Bond And it's brilliant. It's really, really cleverly done. And the it is spectacular, that opening sequence. Really, really good. It goes into then the, obviously, the normal Bond theme tune with, like, all the ladies, dancing on a gun, etc. All Alan Partridge style. You know, you're just sitting there and you're thinking, yeah, this is Bond, this is great, and it's really good. I tell you what, it's a lot funnier than Skyfall was. A lot funnier. There's a lot more comedy right the way throughout this. I don't know if Daniel Craig was thinking, we need to bring a bit of Roger Moore into this James Bond now. I don't know, but there's a lot more comedy in it. It's a very funny film. I really, really enjoyed it. I laughed out loud at least 3 or 4 times during it, and it's an action film.
Skyfall's quite dark, though, isn't it?
I think so, and in comparison, this is a lot lighter, although the subject matter is very, very dark. Look, it's a 12A. There's a couple of things in there. There's one particular scene that I'm not going to say on the radio, but there's one particular scene that you, if you take kids, you will have to put your hands over their eyes. Even me sitting in the cinema, I was like, I didn't want to see that.
Violent.
Yeah. Oh. It's a scene with Dave Bautista.
Get your shit out.
But it's really good. The Bond girls are excellent. Monica Bellucci, she's only in it for a very short amount of time. And Lea Seydoux, now she's excellent. I have to admit, she's a good Bond girl. One, she's a very attractive lady. And secondly, she was, like, really good. She had a really good backstory. And she wasn't just your normal, oh, James. She's properly got something about her. That was really, really good. I was quite surprised, actually. It's quite, for a Bond film, which is obviously quite masochistic and very sort of like misogynistic in it, but she was actually a very, very strong female character. I mean, she still obviously went to sexy time with James Bond, but overall brilliant. Christoph Waltz as the evil villain, he is excellent, as you would expect him to be. He is absolutely brilliant. The action's superb. All told, it's quite long. It's like 140, 150 minutes long, something like that. And the cinema I was in was really hot and really, it was really warm.
Really?
So
sounds
yeah.
Like you've had a nightmare.
It was a little bit of a nightmare. The cinema, yeah, it was a little bit of a nightmare. I went in with a bit of a bad mood because they'd like their ticket machines weren't working, and then I had to queue to get my ticket, which I shouldn't have had to do. Things like that annoy me more than anything else.
Don't queue for a ticket.
No, I don't like queuing for
a limited card.
Exactly. If I've already pre-booked my ticket and I can go up and just scan it and print it and go, I don't want to have to queue for 15, 20 minutes I was queuing for, and that annoyed me. But that's nothing to do with the film at all. The film itself is awesome.
So in the trailer it says all of what they've got in common, you or me or whatever he says.
Yeah.
Now surely this sounds a bit like Mission Impossible when they had everything in common. Is this a wrap-up film?
It feels like that. I reckon it does really, really feel like that. Because all of the bits and pieces that have happened over Casino Royale, Quantum of Solace, and Skyfall all come back into this one. And it does feel like this is Daniel Craig signing off, which it might not be a bad thing. It might be a time for him to hand it over to someone else. He's a very, very good Bond. He is excellent. He's very funny. He's great at the action scenes. But maybe it's time for him just to, because you'd want to go out on a high. Skyfall was the most successful Bond film of all time, the most successful British film of all time. This, I think, will be as successful as Skyfall. I think it will do as much better. I don't know if that's down to Daniel Craig. I think it's mostly down to Sam Mendes, more than anything else. But I don't think Sam Mendes is going to do another, because this is sort of buttoned up what he started and what Daniel Craig started a little bit earlier on.
When did Casino Royale come out, though?
2010, something like that. A little bit, maybe like earlier than that. Maybe
so, you know, he's had a good stint.
I think so.
Four films.
This is four films. I think he's done. Because if he comes back and does another one, it turns out like Question of Sport, then he's going to have a real problem, because then he's ending up on an absolute duffer. Whereas you want to go out on a high and want people wanting more. leave now, Daniel Craig. I think he should just hang up
like a young
We know that his contract is up, and the studios have left it with
him. It's up to him. It's up to him if he does another.
I think step away, Daniel.
If he does another, Sam Mendes will. I think
I don't think he would. Do you know what? I don't think he'd do another unless Sam Mendes was doing
it. I think they'll either both do one more or that's it.
I would say that's it. Just give it up now.
It's a whole reboot, which means it gets exciting.
That's exciting. You know, who would be the next Bond? That's exciting. But look, I heartily recommend it. My wife hated it, but then she hates Bond films. She's never liked Bond films. She fell asleep three or four times during it, just waking up when there was like a big bang or something like that. And we came out and
she fell asleep during Bond.
She had a face like thunder as we came out. And I'm like, did you enjoy that? What do you think? Okay, that was the review from my wife. So she didn't enjoy it, but I did.
I wish we called her.
Yeah. She did not like it at all. She did not like it. Maybe that was down to, again, it being a bit warm in the cinema. It was packed out. Look, go and see it. And try and go and see it. I didn't see it on the IMAX. Go and see it on the IMAX. They put the effort into film most of those big segments on the IMAX cameras. Try and see it on the biggest screen possible, because it will be the best projected. You won't have blurry vision in that one, I wouldn't have thought.
Yeah.
But yeah, overall, out of 10, I'll give it a good 8 or 9 out of 10, I would say. It was really good. It was really good. It's exactly what you want from a Bond film. Exactly what you want. So enjoy it. You're going to go and see it this week, aren't you?
Yeah, hopefully Friday night or Sunday. Nice. One of them. It's got to be Sunday, actually, because I've got my show.
Go to the IMAX. Go to spend some money on your lovely lady and take her to the IMAX.
Well, we're on about going to see it in 4D. Well, whatever that is.
Oh, yeah, D-Box. That's with the chairs that shake and stuff for all the stuff.
It's not Disney,
but if you fainted in Hannibal, then with a shaky chair and IMAX, don't. You'll be throwing up everywhere.
Why is this? true.
No,
true.
There's one scene you won't like.
Okay.
I'll tell you, you won't like it.
Okay, maybe
won't.
Just a small screen where I can easily avert my vision.
Let's have a look at the TV movies of this week, then. Catricia, what's your first pick?
It's on tomorrow in Film 4 at 1:20, I think, in the afternoon, so I'll put it on record. Away We Go. It's John Krasinski and Maya Rudolph. And they're young parents, and they're finding out about life and kids and love.
I've never heard of this film.
It looks quite
good?
Quirky. I haven't seen it. It looks quite quirky. It looks fun. I like both of those actors.
He's from The American Office, isn't he, John Krasinski?
And
she's Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
Ah, right. Okay. When's that on?
1:20. It must be in the evening, actually. 1:20 at night.
1:20 in the morning.
Yes.
Okay. My first pick is on Film 4, Friday morning. 1:25 in the morning, Friday morning. And it's Serpico from 1973. Al Pacino. This is a brilliant film. Oscar-nominated for Al Pacino. And it's all about... this is a real true story as well about Frank Serpico, who exposed and helped expose corruption in New York's police department in the early 70s. And, of course, he was the only one that was, like, don't want to take bribes and was fighting against it. And, of course, all the other cops were against him. So he had all the criminals against him and all the cops against him as well. And it's a true story. It's directed by Sidney Lumet. It's brilliant. Really, really, really good. And I think they've given it 5 stars here as well. So Serpico, 1:25, Friday morning. Kat, I think Joe's just scanning to see if Johnny English is on any time over the weekend. Is it?
No, Sharkzilla's on, though.
Oh, that's mine!
Sharkzilla? Is that your next film?
Yes.
Sharkzilla, dearie me, this is your rubbish movie of the week.
There's no stars and no picture, so I'm holding up a good...
It's on the horror channel at 4 p.m.
Yeah?
So, it can't be that scary.
Bad. Yeah. If it's 4 o'clock, it's a PG. That's not a horror film.
It sounds amazing.
Sharkzilla.
Is it like shark and Godzilla
Oil drilling expedition discover underground ocean beneath the sea where prehistoric life is thriving, and they unearth a 60-foot shark and it goes on a rampage.
Wow. That looks... For listeners to the radio, Kat just did a little...
Ali G.
with a thumb and a forefinger there. So just for anybody that's not watching on the webcams this morning. So, Joe, you found one.
Yeah, Ghostbusters is on Thursday, 9 p.m.
Best film ever.
Comedy Central, what a film. It's perfect for Halloween. Ghost, the original one is the best as well. Yeah, just perfect for this time of year.
It is a great film, there's no doubt about that. 1984,
I can't believe it's 1984. I can't believe that was out before I was born.
Yeah.
You know, I watched it numerous times when I was growing up.
31 years old.
Loved it. That was out before I was... It's unbelievable. Yeah. You were just born, weren't you, Kat?
My second film is on Film 4 again, and it's on Friday afternoon, actually. 3:35, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
Love it.
From 1969, George Roy Hill's freewheeling, Oscar-winning comic western. Of course, Robert Redford, Paul Newman. Raindrops keep falling on my head. Burt Bacharach soundtrack. It is just, it's a perfect western.
With a penny farthing.
Oh, it's just wonderful, isn't it? It's just a wonderful, wonderful film. Lovable rogues. It's Paul Newman and Robert Redford, who, as an on-screen couple, were just, like, the best ever. And they, well, they were, though, weren't they? They were an on-screen couple.
When we were watching it, it was either my mum or dad went, in their day, that was they were our Bradley Cooper.
Well, right, but, okay. Yeah, I mean, they're both very, very good-looking blokes at the end of the day. Paul Newman with his crystal-clear blue eyes, and Robert Redford with his... Oh, I mean, he's a ruggedly good-looking man as well. But do you know the film that came out recently with Robert Redford, Walk in the Woods? The one with Nick Nolte? That was originally Robert Redford, when he bought the rights to the book.
Yeah.
It was a vehicle for him and Paul Newman.
Mm.
But of course, Paul Newman died, so he wasn't able to make it with him. How good would that have been with Paul Newman? They're on the screen.
I heard that.
But
it took so long to develop and write a script for it that obviously he passed away.
Yeah, really sad. Really sad. Your next film, Catricia.
My final film is probably one of my favourite films. It's on Friday at 9 o'clock. It's Stoker. It is a film written by Wentworth Miller.
From Prison Break?
Yeah, and it was produced by Old Boys director. Directed by Old Boys director Chan-Wook Park. It's got Maya Wasikowska, Nicole Kidman and Matthew Good, and she's a young girl who's just lost her dad, and she sent these brogues every year and her uncle's belt, and there's a lot of mystery surrounding her life. It's about like a loss of innocence and finding herself and embracing her dark side.
I like it. I have one more for you, and a Halloween movie for you. I was having a look and seeing which sort of, like, scary movies were on over the weekend. There's a lot. There wasn't any good ones, though, really. The only one I picked out was on Dave on Saturday night at 10 o'clock, A Nightmare on Elm Street, the original Nightmare on Elm Street from 1984, which, if you watch it, is a very young Johnny Depp in there.
His scene is great.
It is, really. It's near the end of the movie, his scene, but it is fantastic as well. Of course, classic horror filler, Robert Englund as Freddy Krueger. 1, 2, Freddy's coming for you. 3, 4, gonna lock that door.
Didn't they change... I can't remember.
I felt you were going to say something intelligent there, and quite interesting to listen to.
Nightmare on Elm Street, 1984. Again, that's 1984 as well. 10 o'clock Saturday night on Dave. There we go. No more movies to discuss. A few of your scary movies to talk about. Simon says Jaws. I didn't have a bar for 6 months. David has said Event Horizon scares him. It's quite a scary film, actually. Ben says The Babadook was a good un. Babadook, duck. That's the one I haven't seen it, but that's the one I'm going to watch this weekend as a new horror.
Mark Commode goes on about Babadook all the time.
He does. Julie says The Strangers, and...
That was scary.
Yeah, I've not seen that, I don't think.
Oh, God, it's so scary.
Gren says The Blair Witch Project. I found the film itself a little scary, but my car breaking down in a forest on the way home sent me over the edge. No torch for nearly 3 miles as I walked to the nearest house. Shudder. And that was after watching The Blair Witch Project. My God. Andy says The Texas Chainsaw Massacre, without question, still gives me the heebie-jeebies. Chris Dobie goes for The Shining. Jerry McNamee says Damned United.
Good film.
James says, how to do student finance. I still have nightmares about that. James L. Saba, Exorcist, without a doubt. Peter says, my wedding video is the biggest horror film I've ever seen. Connor agrees with Julie, saying The Strangers. Evil Dead, says Elaine. Leighton says, when I was 19, I saw Friday the 13th Part 2. Seriously, gave me the willies. He didn't say that.
Is that the 3D one?
I think Part 2, I'm not sure. I'm not sure if Part 2 was 3D. Jules says, once were warriors, as it's based on the truth. Sean goes for Ghost Watch. Elaine Jenkinson says Candyman. Martin says, a Swedish listener, Martin says, still say Wreck is the top.
Oh, God.
See, I've not seen Wreck. Someone recommended me that last year, and I wasn't ever able to find a copy. Is that really scary?
Yeah, lots of people keep trying to make me watch it. It's like it's like Silent Hill type characters.
I want to see it. That looks a really scary film. A few people have recommended it. Scarlett says Halloween. Gail goes for The Exorcist. And Angela goes for The Blair Witch Project. The tension was so bad I couldn't watch it until the end. So thanks very much for everybody for commenting on that. Scary movies. Got to watch a scary movie this weekend. So if you're going to pick a scary movie, what would be? But you've got to be Wreck then this weekend. You've got to watch Wreck this weekend. Why not?
I'll tell you what really scared me.
Go on.
Which I'm going to get teased for.
Yeah.
Woman in Black. Just because someone told me.
No, you're right.
It was so tense. I had to keep getting my housemate to pause it.
Yeah.
I composed myself.
I saw it in the cinema. It was a scary film. That was it. For a 12 certificate, that was proper scary.
So jumpy. Clever. Yeah. Clever jumpy.
Very, very clever. I liked that one. That was really, really good. So that's a good one. So you've got to watch a scary movie as well this weekend.
No way.
You've got to. Halloween.
I know, but I don't like them.
What about Casper? There's ghosts in that.
I mean, I'll watch Casper. I do like Casper. Casper, the friendly ghost.
That's it for movie chatter for this week. Your clickbait clip for this week is this one. What film, I'll give you a clue, it's a scary film. What film is this clip from?
I want you to go as quietly as possible. Do not make a sound until I tell you to run. Then run as quickly as you can. Now, does everybody understand?
Yes.
All right, John, you lead the way.
What scary film is that from? Matt Ready _ Yorkshire, studio at radioyorkshire.co.uk. Until next week, Patricia, thank you very much.
Thank you.